This last week, I had the good fortune to tag along with my wife on a business trip out to a lovely place called Telluride, Colorado. While we were there, before a conference that my wife had to attend in the morning, they served us breakfast. There were six people sitting at the table. Somehow, and I don't recall, but the issue of religion came up. And one of the women at the table said that she was a disenchanted Catholic. That made me sad. She proceeded to ask another woman across the table, "Are you Catholic?" And this woman replied, "No, I'm from the United Methodist Church. We love everyone." That made me even sadder. I don't know what she was trying to say, but what I heard hurt me deeply. And I couldn't stop thinking about it all week. I can understand being disenchanted with the church sometimes, but I can't understand why anyone would think that the Catholics don't love everyone. I turned to the scriptures earlier in the week, and I heard a lot coming from the words that we heard this evening. What I heard most was the idea that I need to take responsibility for who I am as a Catholic. And I think that's why those words hurt so much, because I don't think that I don't love everybody. I try my best to love everybody, but I, like everyone else, am broken and a sinner. When I read the gospel story, I do what I often do with gospels, and I try to determine who in the parable is who. In the parable we heard this evening, I found myself in two places. I found myself in the fig tree with the expectation by the owner that I am going to bear fruit. But I also found myself as the gardener who is responsible for the fig tree bearing fruit. That led me to the first reading, where God introduces himself to Moses and tells Moses his name. He says, "Yahweh, I am." That led me to think that we are all made in the image and likeness of God. So when God created us, he created unique I ams. And that called me to a further responsibility for who I am as a person, as a Catholic, as a husband, as a father, as a teacher, as a therapist, as a deacon. Each of those roles that I play and each of the roles that you play in your life are not singly your identity. Our identity needs to come from God. It needs to be the I am that God put us here for. And we need to take responsibility for that. Too often it's easy to divest ourselves of responsibility. Too easy it's to say bad befalls someone because they are bad. You've heard the saying, what you say comes back to you. But who you are speaks a lot more loudly and clearly. And we are called to be lovers just like God. I am a man. I am broken. I am called to be a Catholic Christian. I am called to be honest with myself, with my giftedness, with my brokenness. I am compelled to ask each of you, who are you?